This one we're going to go really fast, but just we need to talk about theories, and there are sort of two camps of theories as we could, as one can call them. One is descriptive and the other one is predictive. The key thing about the descriptive one is it tries to describe, break down an interface into objects and actions, and I'll talk about that in a moment a little bit. And the other one is are called predictive theories, where and the key example there is what's called GOMS, which stands for goals, operators, methods, and selection rules, where you break down the interface into its atoms and you start assigning time constants. So how long does it take to move a mouse a certain distance? How long does it take to do a click? How long does it take to get a pull-down menu? And you build a model out of that. And then you, based on the model, you make predictions. How long would it take to perform a certain task? And then you have actually people do the task, and then you compare the two to one another and see how well is the GOMS model able to predict what's going on. And if you have a good model of a system, you're able, without actually doing user study, be able to already predict congestion points or places that will take a lot of time. And so if you can identify a place, maybe you want to reduce the number of steps required and so on. The reason we're going to talk here about what's called the object action interface model is because it's a framework that in a way lends itself to also understand how many of the interfaces that you now take for granted, like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, maybe your email client, that all have graphical user interfaces where you interact with buttons, you interact with objects, visual representations of things that then trigger certain actions. So in this object action interface model, a task is decomposed in terms of objects that you can then perform actions with by interacting with them. There's a metaphoric representations, so you might have a trash can, you might have a folder icon, you might have something that looks like a document, you have something that looks like a printer, and so on, then so that you know if you click on it that certain things will happen. And then there's task and interface hierarchies. And if you think about, let's say, Word, and you look at the menu structure, just the words at the very top, this already gives you an idea how the tasks have been broken down into, oh, it's about file actions, it's about editing actions, and so on. The key takeaway here is when people started building computer systems, there was a lot of that you had to speak through a programming interface to the computer. So you had to learn a programming language, and that had a syntax, like any language has a syntax. But how it required people to learn this new language. And by having more visual representations, more graphical user interfaces, and what are called here at the bottom of the slide, direct manipulation, you interact with a graphical representation of an object, and that has certain actions associated with it, syntax or learning specialized languages disappears. So for us, having graphical interfaces is sort of is becoming the norm for many of the applications that involve computers.